I want to talk about the mighty constellation of Hercules that's rising up in the east this week after about 10 o'clock, because there's a great mystery in this part of the sky. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So Hercules is usually depicted as a figure that's upside down on bended knee. And it's really curious that the ancients would see their great hero in this kind of a position. I mean, after all, Hercules was the son of Zeus, and he accomplished these 12 labors. So why is he upside down and kneeling? There's something more than meets the eye in this constellation. Here's a clue. On the way to one of his labors, Hercules passed through Libya, where he encountered the giant Antaeus, who forced all passers-by to wrestle. His secret power lay in his connection to the earth, his mother. This meant Antaeus was undefeated as long as he remained in direct contact with the earth. So to master him, Hercules had to lift him up off the ground and hold him aloft and struggling until he perished. Now this myth reveals the ancient belief that human beings in their higher or Hercules-like nature had their origin in the divine starry world, not on the earth like the brute Antaeus. But it's up to us which part of our nature will dominate, the higher or the lower. And this duality is hidden in the constellation if we look closely enough, because it's always depicted as an upside-down figure with his left leg bent westward into the night. The upside-downness is the hero part, which is upside down because he's rooted in the stars. The leg bent westward is actually the flailing limb of Antaeus, the giant, kicking into the night as he's held aloft by Hercules. So here the ancient lesson was that human beings must wrestle and overcome their lower nature in order to realize their divine or higher nature. Or as the poet Seamus Heaney described it, before we can pass into that realm of fame among skyborn and royal. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.